So we're up to Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Vav, as I have it. Yeah, that makes sense? Pasuk Vav. We only got through the first part of Eov's speech, which was, you're stupid, right? The first Pasukim is, you people are stupid. Now, in Pasuk Vav, he picks up and says, Hashem is tormenting me. He says, Im adabra lo yechasech ke'evi v'achtalam mini yahaloch. Right. Though I speak, right, my pain is not assuaged. Then though I dissent, what goes away? Right. Something like that. Right. And though I desist, what goes away? Right. Or should I desist, it will not go away from me according to Alter. And Alter makes the point, right, that this is another slightly disorienting shift. Job, having taken up the fantasy that he and his three interlocutors would be in reverse positions. Right. Remember, he's right. That's what he had said. Right. That if you. Now drops it abruptly, for it has made him think again of his own unrelenting anguish. Now he returns the familiar theme of his intolerable suffering. Whether he speaks or is silent, it will not leave him, right? Meaning he's saying, if I could be quiet and God would stop tormenting, then I'd be quiet. But I can't, so I might as well scream bloody murder. Because, you know, well, right? Right, and that's what the Svarno says, right? Im bishtika hayusarim keivim ayiti shotek. Right, if by being quiet the pain would have gone away, I would have been quiet. Aval gam bishtika lo sar davar mihem. But that doesn't help you anyway. Uvechein nishira hatzeaka hativit lekol koiv. So what I'm left with is the natural screaming for every pain. And he's like, that's what I'm at. Now, Shadal says, interesting, he says, Ima Dabra, Lu Yesh Navsham Tachan Navshi Hayiti Yachol Daber Lishto Kirtzoni. He says it's a little bit different. He says, okay, one possibility, he's saying, if they had been suffering, then I could be silent. Shere Ima Daber V'dabri Yakelu Kavchem. Hine Lo Ke'ivihu Shere Yakel El Kevchem V'mechdal Ma Efsid. V'amavarshim Kulam Pershu Ki'ilu Yov Midaber Ata Alat Smo Lefi Ha'emet. Klomar Atashe. Right? And now, right, he says, most of the assume, now he's saying, but I am the one suffering. And, right, meaning, if you were suffering, I could be silent. But I'm suffering, I can't. But he gives a different one. Right, he says, until the next paragraph, he thinks he's still imagining them suffering. Right, he's still there because he talks about them in the next pasuk. So we'll see how he takes it. And then he says, "Ach atah hel eini hashimota kol adoti." But now he has made me weary, has made me right desolate. Or every my whole company decimated, or all my people desolate. Right now, this is also. Right, what is this referring to here? So it could be that it's referring to his dead children. That's how Alter takes it. Right, the Shadal says there. Kamalamalaki dot chanef gamud veishachla coming out beitot shaladam. You know, right? Meaning we're all. This is all. Right, it's not just me. It's like my everything that I had. All the people that I care about are all suffering. Vatik miteni leed haya vayakam biyachashi befanai yaneh. Right, you've shriveled me up, which is witness against me. Or right, Alter says you creased my face. Right, and I like his translation better. That my gauntness, right, deposes against me or testifies right against me. Right, if you want to know how bad things are, look at my face. Right, you know, how, like sometimes people have been through something and you just look at them and you're like, wow, he looks like he's aged in 10 years. He's aged 10 years, you know, in 5 minutes. So he's saying, you know, that's. You know, what happened? He said the very wrinkles on his face, right, testify how bad things have been. Apo taraf vayistemeni charaka rad bishnav tsari yiltosh enav li. His wrath tore me apart, seethed against me, he gnashed his teeth against me, and my foe's eyes glared at me. Now, you have to wonder what the emphasis is here. One is simply he's saying things are really bad, but more likely, what does it sound like? Right? What's his real complaint here? Who? No. Apo. Saying God. But is it that he's complaining about suffering, or as we've seen, he's complaining about the fact that God is attacking him? Right? There's right, and taraf is a really harsh word, because what does taraf mean? Yeah, but what type of torn? Who usually is toref? Is a beast, exactly, right? It's right. That and Alter makes that point very succinctly, right? That the point is he's referring to God as a predatory animal. Right? That's now Dat Mikra adds here that you notice he speaks in third person. Right, he's talking about God in third person, which they argue that that's itself a proof of how angry he is at God, right? That Mahmat Argashato Shekaaso Elokim Chalalav Shum Einhu Yachol Daber Elokim Belashon Nocheach the Choseru Medaber Elav Belashon Distar. Right, his anger is expressed by the fact that he has to revert to third person, right? And you notice, and the Ralbag makes this point ready, that it switches back and forth, right? Sometimes he can talk to God, and sometimes, but he just can't. Right now, right, and again, it's tragic, right? What he's saying, listen, I can't speak, I can't not speak, right? And nothing helps, right? The Mitzvah don't make that point. I can't say anything, I can't not say anything, and he's unsure whether he wants to yell at God or he feels distant from God, and therefore he doesn't want to talk to God. Now Malbim interestingly claims that this the face thing is like an ancient history test, right? He says, "Noda bikarot amim akadmonim kshayrotzim lifchonet ish shenechshad al geneva." That if people they thought it stolen, veratzach or he murdered, v'yetar verot v'hu haya machish and he would deny it. I am me'asrim and nechshad b'yisrim kashemarim. They would torture him. V'yam avitim v'pnei amiusar. They look at his face. If he didn't look like he was suffering, they would say it was a lie. If they saw he was suffering, they would assume that was proof that he was evil. You know, like the way they used to with witches, right? Yeah. If you drown, then you're innocent. But, you know, but if you survive, you're a witch, right? Right. All types of terrible things. Anyways, so now he says, paru alai b'fiyem b'cherpahiku l'chayav yachad. A lie, yitmalun, right? They have. Now, who does he switch back to? So here, who are the plural, right? That they've gaped upon me with their mouth, right? They've smitten. Yeah, so unclear, right? I would have said friends, right? That now he's switching back to the friends, right? That it's not just, and that's for the Rashbam says that. Right, Rashbam says that that's what's going on. Is now he's switching back. Is that, you know, God is against me, but my friends aren't really helping. The Malbim says it's kol hakahal ha'omdim saviv, right? That he's bemoaning the fact that everybody around is starting to criticize him. Right, it's not just his friends. It's like society is against him. And Alter suggests that these are God's henchmen. Of which the three friends, he's now saying, you're basically God's henchmen. You know, you're part of the suffering is that no one listens and no one cares. Yasgireni el avil val yidei v'shem yirtini. Right, God gives me over to the sinners. He lets me fall into the hands of the wicked. Now, again, that's interesting because now he switched tacks again. It's not that God is directly giving me over. It's he's letting me be destroyed. Now, the Rashbam says, no, this means something more specific. What do you think he says it means? He gave me to the Satan, i.e. the beginning of Eov. On the other hand, right, it could just be that, I would have read this more as, remember, he has been complaining and saying that God isn't just. So I'm good, and now he's giving me over to wicked people who are successful. And he says, Shalei vayiti, vayif repireni, vachaz arpi vayif fats pitzeni, vaykemeni lo lematara. He said, I was at ease, and then, or I was tranquil. That's probably, yeah, Alter is tranquil, better word, okay. Then he shattered me. He shook me to bits. He grabbed me by my neck and broke me and set me up as his target, right? You know, it's like God is taking target practice against me, right? These are very violent, right? And they're also, right, the words sound, right, similar. If anybody's saying it, right? This is even worse, right? This is, his archers gathered around me, pierces my kidneys, pitiless, and he spills my gall on the ground, right? Like it's very vivid, right? He's hunting me and just waiting for my innards to fall out on the floor. Yifritzeni peretz al pnei paretz yarutz alai kagibor. That's a beautiful pasuk, right? He breaches me breach upon breach, rushes at me like a warrior. Right, obviously the language there. And the Malbim says, yes, after he breaks my bones, he breaks them apart again. Right? Shever al shever. He just keeps shattering me. Right? And Alter adds that the two versets neatly illustrate the general pattern of biblical poetry of introducing narrative development between the first verset and the second. In the martial metaphor, first the defensive walls are breached, then the warrior rushes through the breach and attack, and then you get it again, you know, in terms of his body. Sakta farti ale gildi volaldi vefar karni. I have sewed sackcloth onto my skin. Onto my scabs. Right? And my scabs, that's probably better. I've sewed it on and I've thrust horn in the dust. Right? So some say it's skin, right? But he notes that rabbinic, JPS translated as skin. Alter notes that Gilead in, and Rashi quotes this, is more accurate, is in rabbinic Hebrew at least, is a scab, right? And the imagery is worse, right? It's like I have these, I'm mourning and I'm suffering. So I sew my sackcloth, which is a sign of mourning, into the scabs. In my skin, right? That's the image. I mean, it's, you know.
They know JPS. I translate it as I sewed sackcloth over my skin. Do you think that's just impossible?
Yeah. No, it seems to be stronger than. I mean, maybe, but it's.
Alay, you think indicates N?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be stronger than that, but I don't know. Then he says, "Panaycha marmaru minevechi va'alaf apayt samavet." My face was reddened from weeping. And my eyelids with death's shadow, right? I'm just like crying to, you know, the end. Al lo chamas bechapai utfilati zakah. For doing nothing, right? Now he comes back to his innocence, right? For nothing, having done nothing wrong, my tefillah is pure, or my judgment is pure, depending on how you want to, right, translate that. Probably my prayer, right? I am. Right? He says, Eretz al techasi dami v'ayi makom lezakati. So now he turns to the earth and he says, don't hide my blood.
Sorry, this is very much a side point, but it's a grammar issue I've wanted to ask for a bit. I don't understand when lo is proper and when al is proper.
Okay, let's do that after, right? But now he says, right, don't let the earth cover my blood. Now, obviously, right, let my cry have no resting place. Obviously, what image is he referring to there? Yeah, right? Meaning, as Alter says, it's reminiscent of what Hashem said to Cain, which implicitly, the allusion would implicitly cast God in the role of the archetypical murderer. Right? Just like the earth couldn't, you know, that Hevel's blood screamed out. He's saying, my blood is screaming out, but guess who's the one attacking me? God. And my heavens are witness and vouches above. Right now you get the Aramaic Sahadi, right, is parallel to Edim, right? Meaning even in heaven, right? Right now, who is this witness? Now, is it, so this is the problem. Alter assumes it means that he must be referring to some objective witness who isn't God, because God is the, you know, the one he's attacking. The Rashbam says, no, God is torturing me even though he knows I did nothing wrong. Militzai re'ai eloa dalfa eini. My inner thoughts are my defense, right? My eyes pour out tears to God. V'yochach l'gever meloa v'en adam l're'ehu. What would a man contend with God, a son commander of the neighbor? Meaning, there's nothing I can say, right? I can't win this fight. Kishnot mispar ye'etayu v'orach lo ashuv elof. For the years that are coming are few, and I shall go the way I shall not return. Right? Meaning, I'm dying. My life is short and horrible. There's nothing, redemptive about this. Now, Newsom just says here, right, that the necessity of giving witness becomes so strong that when he thinks of death as preventing him from bringing his accusation to defending himself, Job's imagination supplies surrogates who will speak truth for him, heavenly witness, right? I mean, he's saying that he's invoking the witness by saying, even if I die, don't think, God, you're getting off. There will be there will be justice. Someone will take up my case because I am right. Okay.